A thumping, lusty country lad was tripping o'er the plain, and meeting with a handsome maid, some talk did entertain. Quoth he, "Thou art exceeding fair, thou dost my heart surprise." Quoth she, "I prithee have a care, there's a mist before mine eyes." "Now is my heart thine own," quoth he, "so beautiful thou art, that I must needs thy captive be, I feel such deadly smart." Quoth she, "If thou but loyal prove, I'll not thy love despise, for I am almost fallen in love with a mist before mine eyes." Said he, "My love, it is entire, I love thee as my life. If thou wilt grant me my desire, then thou shalt be my wife." Embracing her, he laid her down, and just as down she lies, "I pray thee now, my fancy crown, though a mist's before mine eyes." To work they went immediately, he touched her to the quick, and so did please her fantasy with this same pretty trick. Quoth she, "That maid is surely mad that this same sport denies, when she meets with a lusty lad, though a mist's before her eyes." Thus kissing and embracing, two upon the green they lay. She cried, "I have not yet my due, come let us longer play. This is the prettiest kind of trait that love did e'er devise. Sure it is Cupid that hath made this mist before mine eyes. A gentle fire within my breast methinks I now do feel. The pleasure cannot be expressed, no tongue can it reveal. But if I were a maid again, I should myself despise. 'Tis pretty sport, I tell you plain, though a mist's before mine eyes." My mother, she was much to blame, to me so much persuade, never to mind this pleasant game, but still to live a maid. For when she tells me so again, her counsel I'll despise. I cannot see, I'll tell her plain, there's a mist before mine eyes. Come, let us try the t'other touch, for I have not enough. She that doth at this pastime grudge, doth sure mistake the stuff. And as he entered then the fox, 'tis mighty sweet, she cries, "Oh, who would think this pretty sport casts a mist before mine eyes?" She put this youngster to his trumps till he began to blow, but up and down she briskly jumps, for sometimes 'twill be so. Quoth she, "I'll never after miss such opportunities, for this is perfect lover's bliss with a mist before mine eyes." At last he forced was to retire, which caused her to frown. He hoped that he had cooled her fire, and as he laid her down, he thought it would good manners be again to see her rise. "And thou," quoth she, "hast cured me of the mist before mine eyes."